It's a challenging problem to diagnose network performance problems for those complicated applications in large-scale data centers. So in this talk, I'm going to show you how we build a simple tool called SNAP that can help improve this diagnosis process. This is joint work between people from Microsoft and Princeton University. Let's first look at one single application in the data centers, a search application. Basically, the internet user would send a search request to the front-end server, and then the server will propagate this request level by level to the workers. And the workers in the data center will find out the responses, and then these responses are aggregated level by level back to the front-end server and then returned to the user. So we can see that just for a single user request, for a single application, it already generates large amount of traffic in the data center. And in fact, most of the servers in the data centers are shared by many cloud applications, MapReduce jobs, database, and storage applications. So some traffic are delay sensitive, while other applications have large amount of large throughput traffic. So this problem, this data center is already very complicated when everything goes right. But what if something goes wrong? The switch may fail, the links may fail, then there may be performance problems and bugs in different application components. So we can see that it's actually a challenging problem to diagnose data center applications because these are large, complex applications that involve hundreds of application components and runs on tens of thousands of servers. There can be new performance problems happening every day because developers keep changing the code to add new features and fix bugs while the application is providing service. But the most important factor is that there are some old performance problems that people have already known to some extent, but they keep happening in reality because of some human factors. For example, the networking has many low-level detailed network protocols like NIC, delayed ACK, silly window syndrome. So all these problems could significantly affect network performance, but they look like a mystery to those developers without any network background. For these developers, if they want to work with the network stack, they could be a disaster. The performance with today's data center. So in the application logs, they have the number of requests per second, and for each request, what's the response time they can see for each, So they find out that maybe for 1% of the requests, it experienced extremely long delay, longer than 200 milliseconds. So since most of the requests are processed fine, the application team may think that this kind of long delay may be caused by some networking events. But in fact, inside the network, we have the switch logs that only shows the number of bytes or the number of packets the switch processes per minute. So this is too coarse-grained for the developers to find out what's really happening for those 1% requests. So in order to find out the performance problem, today, people have to install expensive packet sniffers, capture large amount of packet trace, and compare it with the application logs. They want to filter out those traces that are associated with those long delay requests. And also, they use some tools or manually look at the packet trace in order to find out the root cause. But in fact, most of the problems they find out not comes from the application, not from the network, but from the interactions between the two. So instead, we want to build a tool called SNAP that can collect data in the TCP stack in the operating system layer. By doing that, we can directly diagnose the network application interactions. So we don't want to use application logs because it's too application specific. The switch logs are too coarse-grained to capture those transient events, and packet traces are too expensive to capture them all the time. So instead, since we collect data in the TCP stack, we're able to build collect data that's generic across different applications, that's fine-grained enough to capture transient events, and lightweight enough to run it all the time. So we build a tool called Snap, a scalable network application profiler that can run everywhere, all the time, inside the data center to understand performance problems. The first step in Snap is we collect some data for each connection at each end host. We choose to collect data in the TCP stack because TCP understands the network application interactions. This is because TCP needs to understand the application, like how much data the application wants to write and read into the buffer in order to do flow control. Similarly, TCP also needs to understand the network side, like the network delay and congestion, in order to react to them and do congestion control. So, fortunately, most of the TCP level statistics are already defined by RFC 4898, and they are already implemented in today's Linux and Windows operating systems. There are two basic types of TCP level statistics that are defined. The first type are some cumulative counters. These are relatively easy to handle because we can just read them periodically and compare counters to get the differences. For example, for packet loss events, we have two counters, the number of fast retransmissions and the number of timeouts. So using these counters, we are able to identify what kind of packet loss that really happens between two reads. The second type of TCP statistic are some instantaneous snapshots. These snapshots are relatively harder to read because if we read them periodically, we may miss some important values. So instead, we use Poisson sampling to make sure the values we read are statistically correct. So these kind of instantaneous snapshots are like the number of bytes in the send buffer, the congestion window size, and the receiver window size. After connecting this data for each connection at each host, we then do some quick performance classification. It's actually hard to do performance classification because some of the problems comes from the different application code. So instead of classifying based on the root cause of each problem, we classify based on the stages of data transfer. Here I'm showing a simple model that shows the data transfer, and it turns out to be useful to diagnose many problems. The first step is the sender application generates the data, and then the data gets copied to the send buffer. And then TCP sends the data through the network to the receiver end. And finally, the receiver will acknowledge. At each stage, there may be some performance problems. For example, the send buffer may be too small, so it becomes the throughput bottleneck. The network may have different types of packet loss events. The receiver end, maybe it's not reading the data fast enough, or it's not fast enough. To identify the problems at different stages, we actually have different counters. For example, in the network, we have the number of fast retransmissions and the number of timeouts. For the receiver end, we have the time that connection is receiver window limited. It can also use the estimated round trip time to understand the delayed ACK issue. If the performance problem does not come from the network nor the receiver, then it may be the send buffer's problem. So there we can read the number of bytes in the send buffer so that we can easily indicate if the send buffer is almost full or not. Finally, if it's not any of the three cases, we classify them as a sender application problem. So we find out that most of the classification can be done using direct measurement. And for the send buffer issue, we can rely on sampling the number of bytes in the send buffer. And for delayed ACK, we rely on the inference. So for the sampling and inference, we may have slightly measurement error, and we've evaluated it in the paper. So after we've done the performance classifier for each connection at all the hosts, we do the same thing for all the connections on all the hosts in the entire data center and collect all this data together to a management system. Here, we're leveraging the fact that as data center operators, they know a lot of information, like the network topology, the routing, and the mappings from connections to processes and applications. So using this information, together with the data we collected at end host, we can do cross-connection correlation. So by doing that, we can find the application code or the shared resource, like the host, the link, or the switch, that may cause a problem. Here, let's correlation problem. The first correlation we can do is to over the shared resource like switch, link, and host. For example, in this picture, if these three connections have correlated packet loss events, then we think that maybe switch could be the problem. Differently, different connections may have similar performance problems, and they are using different resources, but they are sharing the same application code. Then we know that it may be the application code that's causing the problem. So in summary, Snap has two pieces. The first piece that's online, lightweight processing and diagnosis on the end host. And another piece is the offline cross-connection diagnosis in the management system. In order to keep the Snap lightweight enough to run on the end host, we want to reduce both the data volume and the CPU overhead. For the Snap we deployed, the data we need to collect, it takes about 120 bytes for each connection for each read. And it takes about 5% CPU to read 1K connections on one server if we read it like at 500 millisecond interval. This kind of CPU overhead will increase with the number of connections at each server and the polling frequency. In order to reduce the CPU overhead, we can dynamically tune the polling frequency. We can read less frequently for those connections which don't have much problems and devote more polling to those connections that have more problems. Now let me share some of our experience of using Snap in the real world. Snap does not automatically solve all the performance problems, but often the most challenging part is to identify those performance problems when they happen and find out which component that caused the problem. So Snap makes the most the important first step of identifying these performance problems and classifying which stage of the connection that caused the problem. So for example, we can take all the connections that share the same application code and do correlation across it so that we can identify the top applications that have severe problems in the data center. So after identifying these applications, we can expose some important statistics and classification results to the application developers and network operators. And we can work with them to identify the root cause and propose solutions like how to tune the TCP stack and change the application code to solve the problem. We actually deployed Snap in a production data center, which has 8,000 machines and 700 applications. We ran Snap for a week, and we collected terabytes of data. Using this data, we're able to identify 15 major performance problems in this data center. And we find out about 21% of the applications have some network performance problems over this week. Here are the summary results of the performance problems we identified. Out of the 700 applications, we find out one application that are sandbuffer limited for more than half of the time. This is because the application set the sandbuffer too small. We also find out 6 applications that have significant packet loss events for more than half of the time. This is because these applications are not written in the right way, so that, for example, they write synchronized write from different clients to the same server, it causes incast and causes correlated packet loss events. Finally, at the server end, as a receiver end, we're able to identify 8 applications that are not reading the data fast enough. And the most interesting thing we find out is there are 144 applications that are not acting the receive of the data fast enough. This is a delayed act problem. And most of the applications are delay sensitive. So let me show you 3 concrete examples of applications and all the performance problems we find out. They are the delayed act problem, congestion window problem, and timeouts problems. The first problem is a delayed act issue. We find out that there are already many delay sensitive applications that are significantly affected by delayed act. For example, for one application, sometimes it can achieve 1,000 records per second throughput, but sometimes it can only achieve 5 records per second. The reason is that this is actually hard to diagnose with application logs because we only get the throughput number. It's also hard to get the root cause from the network logs because the network actually don't have any problems in this case. So instead, Snap diagnosed the problems in the TCP stack, and we are able to identify that there is a delayed ACK problem that caused this throughput issue. The reason is that delayed ACK is a feature in TCP that when server A sends some data to B, if B doesn't have any data to send out, B will ACK every other packet. So if A has some odd number of packets to send out, and the last packet in this data will get delayed for 200 milliseconds before B send out the ACK. So if the sender is waiting for the ACK before sending the next record, then the throughput could be significantly affected. So why TCP introduced delayed ACK in the first place? The reason is that for internet connections, there are low bandwidth scenarios, so TCP wants to reduce the bandwidth usage and server interrupts using delayed ACK. But in data center environment, since we have high bandwidth and powerful servers, we think that we actually should disable this feature for data centers. In fact, another large company also finds similar results with delayed ACK in their own data centers. But they find out the result with very expensive packet sniffers they installed on certain racks in the data center. So they don't know how common this delayed ACK issue actually happened in their entire data center. Delayed ACK alone is already causing a lot of problems, and we find out it also interacts badly with other TCP features. So for example, Snap finds out for some applications, delayed ACK happens more often when zero copy send happens. So traditionally, for an application, if it wants to send out some data, the data first gets copied to the socket send buffer. So the network stack can send complete signals to the application directly. And then the network stack can also send the data to the receiver and receive the ACKs. But some developers want to reduce the latency for this data transfer. So they use the nice feature called zero copy send, but they use it without any change of the application code. So what they expect is that if they make the socket send buffer zero, then they can copy the data directly from the application buffer to the receiver to reduce the delay. But what really happens is sometimes they actually see longer delay. The reason is that the TCP stack now has to wait for the ACK first before it's sent to the send complete signal to the application. So the application, if the application is written in a synchronized way, it's waiting for the ACK, then it will get very long delay. So the right way to use the zero copy feature in TCP is that the application should be written in an asynchronized way and manage the buffer differently. The second problem we see is about congestion window. So there are some delay-sensitive applications who wants to send a large amount of data, say 64 kilobytes of data, within one round trip time at any time. So this could happen perfectly when the congestion window is large, but sometimes for TCP connection, if it gets idle for too long a time, then the slow start restart feature will take effect and the congestion window will drop to very small value. And when that happens, this data could take several round trip time to get transferred. So developers know about this and they want to intentionally reduce the delay. So what they do is they intentionally keep the congestion window large by disable the slow start restart feature in TCP. So this kind of fix works most of the time, but Snap finds out sometimes there are significant packet loss because the congestion window is too large, and if the application sends a sudden burst, it may cause network congestion. So a simple fix to this problem is the application should consider these kind of scenarios and send less data during congestion. And a more fundamental solution is we need new transport protocols that consider both congestion and delay requirements from different applications. The third problem we see is that for some high rate flows, we see many fast retransmissions. But for some low-rate flows, we see more timeouts because for these low-rate flows, they don't have any follow-up packets to generate fast retransmission. This is actually not fair for those low-rate flows because they are not the cause of network congestion, but they suffer more from network congestion. So in order to fix this problem, we need to reduce the timeout time in the TCP stack so that the low-rate flows can suffer less. But a fundamental solution is we need new ways to handle packet loss for these small flows. So in conclusion, SNAP demonstrates that we can build a simple, efficient way to provide data center applications. We have three steps in SNAP system. First, we passively measure real-time network stack information. And then using this information, we systematically identify performance problems for each application. Finally, we correlate the problems across connections to identify the components that cause the problem. We share some of our experience of deploying SNAP in the production data center, and it's very successful to diagnose the network application interactions. Although most of the problems we find out are known problems to some extent, they do happen in reality, and SNAP could provide a quick way for developers to identify these problems when they happen. For future work, we hope to extend SNAP's idea to diagnose not only intra-data center traffic, but also wide area transfers. Thank you, and I'm happy to take questions.
Oh, it's interesting work. I have two questions. First question regarding this correlation. Do you really have a correlation model in the management system, or you just do the manual correlation there?
Oh, we have a correlation model. And in fact, what we do is for each connection, we separate with different aggregation intervals.
Right.
And for each interval, we have searched, classified it into based on which stage of the connection that has the problem. And then we do cross connection across many different connections.
Okay.
And then we find out the
Then in terms of diagnosis in general, mm-hmm. I'm assuming you have some models in this host, right, in using the SNAP.
Uh-huh.
Then do you have any verification of your host-based model and your management system, the general correlation model? Or this is just my model, and then I look at my results and interpret my results without verification with the data center admins or...
Mm-hmm. So you ask two questions. The
right.
first is, at the end host, does our classification based on the stages general enough?
Right.
So this... We're very concerned about this, so we try to make the stages like based on the data transfer. So most of the data is still, most of the connections follow these four stages. The only problem that we have is maybe too coarse-grained. It doesn't pinpoint exactly where the problem is. So it could be an interesting future research to actually precisely pinpoint the problem. For the correlation algorithm, we're using the simple linear correlations,
okay.
And there can be other literature showing that this simple linear correlation can be useful in most of the cases, and people have already designed other correlation algorithms that we can use in this work as well.
So if I profile your profiler,
mm-hmm.
this work is essentially an efficient mechanism to... It's more of a monitoring and detector than a diagnoser on the host.
It's kind of true in the sense that we want to identify these problems
and then
do some pre-analysis.
Right, and then you get those results and sit down together with the admin to pinpoint the problems.
Yes, this is kind of the nature of the beast. It's very hard to really find the root cause automatically.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yvonne from Yale. So it's a very good talk, and it seems to be a very useful tool. So I'm wondering, certainly the SNAP can collect the measurement host list from the TCP, but for the application, they usually the performance does only depends on the TCP, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for example, they may have like a file I/O and database access, and also like a DNS request,
mm-hmm.
not using TCP. So when you basically, through your experience, when you identify some applications have performance problems, how you, at the first step, to pinpoint to its exactly the basically the problem or the root cause is actually at the TCP. I mean, how do you do that?
This is actually like the spirit of SNAP. We want to tear apart the causes that from the application alone and the causes that from the network stack and the network. So since SNAP can understand the TCP processes, so we can see like if the problem does not come from any stages of the TCP process, then we can confirm that it comes from the application alone.
Okay, so the follow-up question is, can you basically generalize your idea to basically help with a diagnosis for application that's not using TCP? For example, using their own like transport protocol or solely UDP something. Yeah.
So here we're using the fact that TCP stack already have well-defined and well-implemented interface for us to gather data. So similar for UDP and other applications, they may also have like congestion control, flow control kind of mechanisms. So for all these, they may need like similar statistics. So for those, like we can maybe borrow the data we already defined in TCP and see what kind of data we need to collect it for those scenarios.
Okay, thank you.
Elias from RWTH Aachen University in Germany. Thanks for the talk, very interesting. One simple question. Assuming that you have multiple applications running on one host, so that's a matter of understanding. How do you map actually the wrong or the errors of one you observe to one application? And connected to that, is SNAP able to help you debug problems that originate from interplay between different applications on the same host?
I see. So basically, for SNAP, we collect data for each connection, and using the domain knowledge, we are able to map connection to code.
Right.
So basically, can collect that belongs to the same application code, although they may run on different machines. So for those correlated problems, then they are caused by the code. But similarly, for the server, if the server has some like issues, then all the connections sharing the server could have similar performance problems.
All right.
Does that answer your
yeah,
question?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I should mention that she is graduating this May, so if you have a job for her, you know who to talk to. And so let's thank Milan again.
Thank you.